From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Brought to you by Dream Shampoo. D-R-E-N-E.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Valley speaking.
Hello, Rudy. This is Irene Ryan calling you from Villa Valley. I've got some news about your unwelcome house guest, Adolph Menju.
Yes, what is it?
Well, he didn't like the way his room was furnished, so he bought a new carpet and he charged it to you. It's a flying carpet.
Irene, there is no such thing as a flying carpet.
Yes, there is. When you hear the price, you'll hit the ceiling. And another thing, he moved in a new guest, his valet, Stanislaus.
Stanislaus. I suppose the valet brought in all his luggage, too.
Yes, 53 pieces.
53 pieces?
Yeah, a deck of cards and a toothbrush. I asked Stanislaus to be my boyfriend, Rudy, and he gave me his word.
No.
That's the word. Rudy, Stanislaus kissed me today.
I don't approve of your behavior, Irene.
Oh, but Rudy, it was just a brotherly kiss, not the other kind.
What's the difference between a brotherly kiss and the other kind?
About 3 minutes. Oh, that's Stanislaus. When he puts his arms around me, it was like a pincer movement. And when he advanced with his lips, I felt like the German army.
Like the German army?
Yeah. One kiss and it was unconditional surrender. Play Frank.
Stanislaus!
What do you want, Mr. Menju?
Well, I hope you haven't forgotten the requisites of a perfect gentleman's gentleman.
Signing? Signing?
What was that?
Signing. C-E-R-T-A-I-N-L-Y. Signing.
So tell me, Stanislaus, what are the proper accessories for a beret?
A sport jacket and slacks.
Correct. And what goes with a snap-down brim?
A business suit and a white shirt.
Correct. And what goes with a Hamburg?
Mashed potatoes and onions.
Now, Stanislaus, let's get one thing straight.
Yes, sir?
I've taken you into Mr. Valley's home. I've surrounded you with luxury. I've let you smoke Mr. Valley's best cigars. That's his private stock.
Sonny?
I've let you drink his best wine. That's his private stock.
Sonny? Yeah, but you didn't let me kiss the maid.
That's my private stock. And how do you repay my generosity? By wearing my most expensive clothes. Take off my tie.
Okay, here's your tie.
Now take off my coat.
Okay, here's your coat.
Now take off my suspenders.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute, boss. Do you want your pants to fall down? But if Yizzle, wait a minute, I'll take them off.
What's that Yizzle?
Yizzle. Y-O-U-W-I-L-L. Yizzle. What's the matter?
Stanislaus, in the years I've employed you, I've tried to have you assimilate savoir-faire. Become a bon vivant, a dilettante, one of the conoscenti. What are you? What are you?
A substitute first baseman for the Hollywood Bloomer girls.
I there you are, both culprits together. Gentlemen, I must ask you to leave my home.
Rodolfo, my lad, you can't be serious.
Adolfo, no. Ever since you've been here, Mr. Marju, I've had nothing but trouble. Without my permission, you built a stadium on my front lawn, the Valley Bowl.
I have only your best interests at heart, Rudy. I intend to make money for you. I'm going to promote a boxing match in your bowl. We'll sell tickets by the thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions.
Millions? How can you guarantee that?
On the back of each ticket, we'll print Teddy Lamar's telephone number.
Oh, more of your promotions. Last week a concert, this week a prize fight. Mr. Marju, you're a scoundrel.
Rudy, that hurts. I'm an honest man. Look at my face. Look in my eyes. What do you see?
Pittsburgh Plate Glass Company. Listen, Mr. Marju, since you've been here, you've taken my books. I don't know what's happening to my library. You've taken my mail. I don't know what's happening to my correspondence. You've even taken my newspaper.
Newspapers? What's wrong with that?
I don't know what's happening to Orphan Annie.
Have you heard lately, Truman Bradley?
No, I haven't, Rudy. Have you, Mr. Marju?
Orphan Annie, you are young, aren't you? Now, if I were a beautiful blonde, Rodolfo, si non lo hubiera visto, non lo hubiese creído.
Oh, I understand that, Mr. Marju.
Oh, you speak Spanish, Truman?
Oh, I speak the language every woman understands. The language of romance, of beauty and desirability. A woman's loveliness makes the poets sing, guitar strum, and the heart of a man beat faster. That's why lovely, lustrous hair is so important. For a man really admires the shining beauty of hair that's well-groomed, sparkling with highlights. And that's why we recommend Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. You see, many women suffer drab, mousy hair needlessly. It could be caused just by the shampoo you use. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. But Dreen is different. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen also removes every trace of dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
All right, pipe down, sweetie. Hush your mouth. In plain talk, shut up. Quiet, will you?
All right.
Hey, a talking dog. Hey, don't you think he's cute, eh?
Stanislaus, why is your dog barking?
Hey, he's mad, Mr. Minju. On account he just had a fight with a Pekingese.
He had a fight with a Pekingese?
Yeah. He didn't know she was married to a Great Dane.
Your dog needs a muzzle.
Come again?
Muzzle. Muzzle.
Yeah, I would like to, but I ain't got no girl. Hey, you know, it must be a tough job getting married, huh, boss?
No, the procedure is simplicity itself. As you contemplate the connubial bliss attendant upon your embarkation on the uncharted sea of matrimony, you merely appear before a duly authorized magistrate.
Yeah, hold on, will you, boys? Can't you break them consonants down into syllabic so I can understand it?
Saney.
Saney?
Saney, the judge says Stanislaus, you go for the dame, and then you say, yeah, man. Then the judge says, he's hern and she's his'n. You're riveted, spliced, and welded. Give me the $10 and go back to Lockheed, and may all your kids be 29.
Boy, I tell you something, you're all right. It sounds easy. You know, I think I'll get me a glamour babe, huh?
Is somebody paging me?
Irene Ryan.
Oh, Stanislaus.
Yeah?
I heard you discussing marriage. If you're looking for a prospective bride, look no further. If you marry me, I'll wash and iron your shirts.
Wash and iron my shirts. What a price to pay for laundry.
Stanislaus, if we got married, we'd be as happy as two buzzards.
Buzzards? You mean title doves, huh?
I call them as I see them.
What?
Dang. And anyway, Stanislaus, if you won't marry me, there's always Mr. Menjou.
Tess, my girl, I am of the cinema and only associate with glamorous stars. Why, in one picture, I kissed Maria Montez at 9 o'clock, I kissed Betty Grable at 10 o'clock, and I kissed Lana Turner at 11 o'clock.
What'd you do at 12 o'clock?
I rented myself out as a smudge pot.
But, Mr. Menjou, I'm as attractive as any of those glamour girls.
Come to think of it, you've got something they haven't got.
What's that?
Wrinkles.
Oh, my, what a handsome dog.
He's good looking, ain't he? Yeah, he's cute, all right. That's me dog, Sweeney. He's a moving picture dog, you know.
He's better than Strongheart, Rin Tin Tin, and Lassie. In fact, he costs more than all of them put together.
What breed is he?
All of them put together. Yeah, Sweeney is one of them new breeds. He's a boxer dog.
Oh, Sweeney's a boxer?
Yeah.
Yes, Irene, and I wish you'd take Sweeney out to his doghouse.
Okay, come on, Sweeney. Be a good dog now. Come on, Sweeney.
Yeah, get going, kid. That's Sweeney. He's the only dog in the world that barks through his adenoids.
Mr. Marjou, Stanislaus, I'd expected to find you both packed and off my premises.
I can take a hint. I'm scrambling.
Ridiculous, Rodolfo. I owe it to you to stay here. With the prize fight I intend to promote in your stadium, we'll make a fortune. You know, Rodolfo, in my younger days, I did quite a bit of fighting myself.
And where did you do your fighting?
All over. On park benches, in balconies, and in the rumble seats. Ah, those were the days. I'll take it, Rodolfo.
Hello, Minjo. This is Steamroller Sweeney.
Ah, Steamroller Sweeney, the heavyweight contender.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, did you find me a pug yet to fight in the Valley Bowl, huh?
Oh, yes. You're going to fight Rudy Valley, better known as Kid Valley. It's as good as in the bag. I'm talking to him right now. Goodbye, Sweeney.
Oh, I fight?
Well, Rudy, you're all set to fight.
No, Mr. Marjou. I won't fight Steamroller Sweeney. He'll kill me. Sweeney's too good a boxer for me.
Rudy, were you discussing Sweeney the boxer?
Well, yes, Irene, I was.
I just left Sweeney the boxer.
What was he doing?
He was chasing cats.
Sweeney the boxer was chasing cats?
Yeah. He caught one and bit his tail off.
Bit his tail off. Mr. Marshall, did you hear that? Sweeney must be mad.
But Rudy is...
I think he is mad. He's frothing at the mouth.
Frothing at the mouth? That does it. Mr. Marjou, you'll never get me near him.
I don't blame you, Rudy. He's got fleas.
Fleas?
Oh, but don't worry. I just gave him a bath and scrubbed his back.
Scrubbed his back. Irene, at your age...
Well, he didn't like it. So to make up to him, I fed him 10 pounds of raw meat.
Raw meat? Mr. Marjou, what are you doing to me? He's a cannibal.
No, he isn't, Rudy. He's cute. Honest, he is. You ought to see the way he reached up and licked my hand.
Reached up? Licked your hand? How big is he?
Just up to my knees.
Oh, then he's a midget. I murdered a bum. I'll kill him. I'll break him in two. Give me those fighting tongs, Marjou. I'll go right into training.
Oh, Mr. Valley.
Ah, the Barry sisters. What is it?
While you run through your calisthenics, we'll run through a tropical song.
Beautiful island of Trinidad, where natives will greet you in song.
Upon the island throne, which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest is like the coconuts and the sarong. That we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. We could show the natural wonders of the scenery. We could show the native birds and perhaps stick to a tree. And describe the climate and also tell the elevation. We could
very hastily introduce the population
to you.
We could show you the hotel and many other fascinating places. We could take you to the fire where the hippos may fall upon their face.
And they often do.
If we only had a track, we could probably take it to the races. But we prefer to acquaint you with the following interesting fact.
That on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. And if you should remain here, you will discover one peculiar thing before very long. That you have put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing a tropical song.
Island of Trinidad, where natives will greet you in song, and so we say welcome as we sing a tropical song. That's a fact.
Well, Kid Valley, you're rounding into shape fast. Look at those biceps. Look at those muscles.
You really think I have big muscles?
Tremendous. They look like macaroni with veins. You remind me of that ad, send this boy to camp.
Why, I'm as strong as an ox. I don't know my own strength. I can twist a horseshoe with my hands. I can bend a spike with my fingers. I can shatter a door with my fist.
Why have you got a bandage on your hand?
I sprained my thumb squeezing a tube of toothpaste.
All right, now, we'll try you on a little weightlifting. Let me see you pick up that 500-pound weight.
Very well. Oh, give me a handkerchief so it won't slip through my fingers. Thank you. Now, watch me. There you are.
Amazing. Now, put down the handkerchief and pick up the weight.
Gee, Rudy, you certainly look snazzy in that gym outfit.
Thanks, Irene.
But what are you doing with those ice tongs?
Ice tongs? Those are my legs.
Well, just look at your knees.
What's wrong with my knees?
The last time I saw knobs like that, they had a keyhole under them.
All right, Valley. Lie down on that table and Stanislaus will give you a massage.
Yeah, okay, kid. Relax. And I'll give you a good salt rub.
Salt rub?
Yeah, I'll slap you down with a herring.
Now, take it easy, Stanislaus, for the accent upon the syllable.
Funny, yes, all right. Hey, Kid Valley, come here. How do you want I should massage you? In rumba or Congo rhythm?
I'm a hep cat. Beat me on the solid side. Yeah, man.
All right. There you go. How do you feel, huh?
All this exercise. No food. I'm hungry. Where's my Spanish cook?
Hey, there she is. Say, ain't you the cook, the Spanish cook?
What else?
Well, we never met. What's your name?
Conchita, Chiquita, Pepita, Lolita, Carmen, Shapiro.
Chicantra, I'm starved. What have you got to eat?
Plenty. I got for you a whole roast turkey, 5 baked potatoes, cranberry sauce, apple pie, and a pint ice cream. Now, doesn't that sound good?
Excellent. Is that what I'm going to have?
No, but doesn't... No, but doesn't that sound good?
Listen, Conchita, I must have food. I've got to put on weight before the fight.
You'll put on weight. I brought you some rock candy. Here, eat some.
Will this rock candy put weight on me?
Of course. It goes in your mouth like candy and lays in your stomach like a rock. Well, Kid Welly, I hope you win the fight tonight.
Thanks, Conchita.
And let me give you a few last-minute instructions. Carry the fight to Sweeney. Give him a right to the heart.
Yes.
A left to the kidney.
Yes.
Then a right cross to the short ribs.
Yes.
Then an upper cross to the chops. And then you can knock him out, Kit.
Knock him out? How?
Hit him in the pot roast. Sing him to sleep with a song. And when I say song, I mean accentuate the pot roast. You got to accentuate the pot roast. Don't fence with Mr. In-Between. Yuck, yuck.
Yuck, yuck.
like a year since I've seen you, dear. Yet I know it's been only a day. But the hours seem long and the world goes wrong, for it's empty with you away. And I wake from each dream of your loveliness to sink once again into loneliness. And I'd give all the world for just one caress. I'm lonesome, I guess that's all. The faces I see don't appeal to me, for it's your face I long for today. With its dear little smile that makes life worthwhile, for it drives all my cares away. And I dream of your lips and your eyes of blue, and wonder if your heart is dreaming too. And my
yes, Irene.
Rudy, something's terrible happened. Mr. Menzies just ran off with all the money from the box office.
Oh, that's Swindler. He's heading for a downfall.
No, he isn't. He took his car and a blonde and he's heading for New York.
I'll catch the scoundrel. I know what I'll do. I'll pretend to be a small-town constable. I'll get that money back and my name ain't Silas Heckleberry. Say, Truman, can you help me change my appearance?
I'm sorry, Rudy, but I've got to broadcast this fight.
Oh, we'll postpone the fight. The only fight that's going to take place tonight will be between me and that phony Marju.
But, Rudy, I'm on the air. I've got to tell the listeners something.
Well, why not tell them about Dream Shampoo?
Gosh, thanks, Rudy. That's a great idea. Never would have thought of it, it says here in the script. Nothing would please millions of lovely listeners more than to hear news of this wonderful shampoo. It's the modern way to keep your hair lustrous, sleek, and shining with highlights. Yes, it's Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Girls to whom it is important to look lovely always dream their hair. Dream gives you a unique combination of beauty advantages. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. It brings out all the lustrous beauty. And this improved Dream now has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far easier to manage, far silkier and smoother right after shampooing. So, whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, remember this glamour tip.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, Lindy Lou, Kid Valley is probably knocked out by now, and in 5 days you and I will be in New York knocking ourselves out, having a good time.
Oh, Adolph, I declare you're simply marvelous. I'd go through fire for you. I'd go through water for you.
Thank you, my little pigeon. Don't forget, I have the $20,000 gate receipts.
I'd go through that for you, too.
Oh, Adolf, just for that, I'll give you a great big kiss. And I smell smoke.
It's my mustache. It's burning. Tell me, Lindy Lou, where did you learn to kiss like that?
I used to inhale on Grandma's corn cob pipe.
Ah, that kiss was marvelous, my dear. As my ancestor Joseph Marie François Pierre de Ronquel Fontainebleau de Manjou would have said, épatant, splendide, délicieux, merveilleux. English translation, wow. Anyway,
pull over there. Pull over there. Pull over there. Better release your clutch.
All right, Lindy Lou. You can move over now.
Stay there, driver. You've been speeding.
Impossible. You're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yes, but you are making a P-38 out of a Plymouth.
Speeding, Constable, darling. Not with a flat tire.
Your boyfriend sure looks like one.
Are you trying to insinuate that I'm a flat tire?
My cracky, you ain't no white sidewall. I'll give you a ticket for speeding.
But I was only going 10 miles an hour.
Says which?
5 miles.
How many?
2 miles. Now what have you got to say?
I'll give you a ticket for parking. Get out of that car.
You can't push me around. I'm Adolphe Manjou, the character actor.
Maybe a character, but you ain't no actor. Now, if you'll get out of that car, I'll get in. Push over, Cuddles. Well, looky here. All that paper money in one meatball. Well, we better get going, gal.
Now, wait a minute. You don't sound like a constable. Aren't you a singer? A crooner on the radio?
What else?
It's time to sing a good night song again to you.
It doesn't seem like much to ask, does it? Just saving the cooking grease left in a frying pan or roaster. And it doesn't seem like much to do. It's a mere matter of seconds pouring that unused fat into a handy tin by the stove, yet it's important. And we ask you again, Mrs. America, in the name of your government, to save every drop of used fat that you can. Victory in Europe hasn't lessened the need. Used fats are still necessary in the manufacture of medicines, munitions, rubber, soap, and many other items of war. And your kitchen is one of the most important sources available in wartime. So save waste fat and turn it into your meat dealer. In the United States, he'll give you cash and 2 red points for every pound. And surely you can find good use for extra red points. It's up to you, ladies. Don't forget this simple but important daily chore.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dream Show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Lee Sands, and the music was arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Ivory flakes.
Oh, you get up to twice the wear by giving your clothes ivory flakes care. Twice the wear, and all it takes is gentle care with ivory flakes. A sweater, a housecoat, and a rayon dress, they'll stay lovely. Yes, yes, you get up to twice the wear by giving your clothes ivory flakes care.
Ivory flakes.
Tune in to Rudy Vallee next Thursday at this same time.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.